So I had shared with you at the start of the show some kind of insider tips on when to shop garden centers. So our flower trucks, and usually they're making these huge routes from the greenhouse, and they're just dropping things off. And so in Prescott, Arizona, here at Waters Garden Center, Wednesday afternoon, we get huge flower trucks. I mean, just annuals, perennials, herbs, vegetables. If it's small in a gallon size or smaller, they're coming on that truck. And there'll be dozens of racks. So if you don't want to wait till the weekend, show up kind of Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning. We got it all put away and it's organized. So we're kind of a restock. The way it works is everyone has Saturday off. And so we have twice the volume on Saturday that we do any other day of the week. So we're gearing up for that Saturday kind of wave of customers showing up at the garden center. And so in a retirement town, at least Prescott, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, every day but Saturday, kind of the same. It's kind of this even keeled, easy to deal with. And then Saturday comes. Oof, we have to gear up, make sure we get enough people, enough plants to make it through. So we're gearing up. So Wednesday, you get flowers. The trees and shrubs come on Thursday and Friday afternoon. So those trucks are coming from a different direction, from different farms, and they'll be geared up, and you'll see like Friday afternoon, there's on the back dock. You go, where's the back dock at? It's back by the greenhouse over the left, and you'll just see all the new plants. It's kind of fun to pick through. It's kind of like, it's unorganized. So if you give us a day, we've got it actually organized and merchandised and signed, but it takes a day to do that. But they come off the truck pre-priced, pre-tagged, pre-done stuff because we're moving such volume. So you can shop it right then. You're welcome to peruse. Just be careful not to be run over by a forklift or something. So that's kind of an insider tip. So late in the week, Wednesdays are flowers. Thursdays and Fridays are shrubs and trees, like roses and more aspens and more maples and flowering things, and then lots more lilacs and, you know, your evergreen manzanitas, those kind of things come off. So crepe myrtles, people have been asking for those. I'm trying to get them, but they're just still, they don't have leaves on them yet. So we're waiting till they aren't just twigs in a bucket. So that's kind of an insider scoop. And then if you really want, if you're doing homework, if you're new to the area, we upload us, it's almost before they come off the truck. When that truck shows up, we'll clear that invoice and it uploads to our website. And the shortcut to the website is top10plants.com. Top the number 10plants.com. It takes you right to our shopping and the slower turning things. So shrubs and trees, roses, they're all listed. Things that move really fast, like we got them in and they sold out that afternoon. We try not to upload on the website, because when it's on the website, you're competing with people physically in the store too. There's this tension. There's this balancing act we're always trying, but you know, a shortcut to that. WatersGardenCenter.com. The shop button is at the top. Just hit the shop button. It takes you right there. So that is a great research tool. So you can see how they grow. We don't just regurgitate what's on Google or what's showing up on the tag. We're actually telling you, this is how a maple tree grows here in our climate and how much wind it will take, how much water you can expect to take it. We make it very personal for this area of central Arizona and how they're going to grow. How tall is that pine tree going to get? How big is a smoke bush going to get? What's a native plant that can grow here? We're trying to be very, very specific on that. You can buy it right then and we'll go pull it, or you know it's here. So we have more people going, hey, I see you have, and you actually know it's here sometimes before customers do, because it's still sitting on the back dock waiting to come in and be merchandised, but you saw it online. So there's some advantage to that. Anyway, some insider tips for you this spring. Ken and Lisa Lane, we camp out here at Waters Garden Center. We love talking to fans of the show.